Today's topic for discussion is yogurt.
Yeah, yogurt. We thought we'd spend a little bit of time on that because yogurt's it's a product that I think a lot of people incorporate into their diet, and I think there's some misnomers about some yogurts, you know. So we thought we'd spend a little bit of time talking about what are the health benefits in yogurt and then what do we need to look out for when we're trying to select a good one.
All right. Okay, first of all, what are the yogurt myths?
Well, a lot of times people talk... So yogurt's been around for many, many years, in fact, thousands of years. And I think for a long time, it was more a bitter, tartier taste. And I think food manufacturers worked out that it only appealed to a certain segment of the population. So what they did over the last probably 30 years is they changed the taste of it and changed the flavour of it. And I know I speak to a lot of people, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s and beyond, who, when I say to them, do you eat yogurt? They say, no, it's not my liking. And I say to them, well, have you tried it lately? And they haven't tried it for a while. And so we get them to try some of the newer yogurts and the taste does vary a bit. So certainly if you don't eat yogurt, it may be something you may want to reconsider because it's certainly something that has changed in taste over the time. But food manufacturers realised that as they changed the taste in yogurt, they put some sugar into it and it became more appealing. And then we went through the whole low-fat phase in society where we tried to take the fat out of everything. And when you take the fat out of yogurt, it changes its taste. So the food manufacturers decided to add more sugar into it. And so now we have low-fat, high-sugar yogurts, which... people think low fat is good, but if they're high sugar, they may not be good for your waistline. So what we need to do is we need to select low fat, low sugar yogurts.
All right. So in terms of working out, how do you know what's in the yogurt? What do you suggest people do?
Yeah, so you need to turn it over and have a look at the nutrition panel. And we've spoken about that a few times in the past. But if you want some criteria to select, so you go to the per 100 gram column, which is the last column on the food label. And energy is the thing that makes you put on weight. It's the calories or the kilojoules. We need to aim for less than 300 kilojoules per 100 grams of yogurt. So that's the first thing. So then secondly, what we look for is how much fat's in there. So the fat content for a good yogurt is less than 2 grams per 100 in total fat and less than 0.4 of a gram per 100 in saturated fat. So if we're ticked the boxes so far, we have a quick look at sugar. Ideally, something less than 15 grams of sugar per 100 grams. So if you meet those four criteria, I think that's the type of yogurt we want to select.
Yes, as you mentioned, it's very easy to sort of bump up the sugar levels. And obviously some yogurts have got fruit in them or more fruit, and I guess that adds to the sweetness level.
Certainly can, yeah.
So a sugar level as well?
Yeah, so certainly the way the manufacturers change the taste is they either add sugar itself or they add a sweetened product like fruit. And a lot of fruit yogurts are fine to eat. In fact, I say to people, try a variety of different types of yogurts. There's some that I particularly like, and they're the ones that I think we need to aim for. One of the big benefits of yogurts is that these days they're high in protein. So your traditional yogurt has about, per 200 grams, which is about the usual size serving, has about 12 grams of protein. And protein we know is good for our muscle strength and it's also good for keeping us feeling full. So high protein products are good for a variety of reasons for our health. In a standard yogurt, 12 grams of protein is about what you get in 200 grams. But there's some newer brands out these days which are promoted as high protein yogurts, and I'd encourage people to look out for those. They've got up to 15, 16 grams of protein per serve. And so they're much more filling and more, as they say, bang for the buck.
Now, in terms of yogurt, as you say, there are all sorts of different kinds. There's natural yogurt. There's Greek-style yogurt. There are different kinds of styles of, and I guess along with that comes the taste variants.
Yeah, I think that's what it gets down to, doesn't it? I mean, as long as it meets the general criteria we spoke about before, then it really is what you like the taste of the most. Price does play a role in some cases, and I know a lot of times yogurts are promoted heavily and they're discounted at certain times pretty frequently. So look out when those your favourite brands are on special. But certainly, as long as you meet the criteria, really, it doesn't really matter which type you have.
Right, okay. And in terms of your diet, where does yogurt sit in? What kind of role does yogurt play?
So we talked about being high in protein, which is good for our muscle strength and for keeping us feeling full. Probably one of the big benefits is it's an excellent source of calcium. And we do know calcium's great for our bones. As we go over the age of 50, particularly for women and certainly for men over the age of 70, we need to increase the amount of calcium we're having in our diet each day. We need to be having about 1,200 milligrams of calcium each day. And so yogurt in a standard serving size, 200 grams, has about 300 milligrams of calcium. So if you had a serve of yogurt each day, it's about a quarter of your daily calcium needs. It also contains phosphorus and magnesium, which is great for our bone health as well. So if osteoporosis is in the family or you're just worried about your bone health and are you getting enough nutrients to sustain that, then maybe a bit more yogurt in the diet there.
Okay, so the average person, one serving of yogurt a day?
Yeah, I would say I'd encourage people to look at that. And you know, if you want to have more, I don't think there's any reason why you shouldn't. We do know it's good not only for our bone health and for our muscles, but it's also good for our gut health. And as we metabolize food, there's a lot of studies coming out these days that are showing that weight problems actually stem from the gut and that diets rich in yogurt have been shown to help people lose weight. And that's because they promote the better bacteria in the gut and the digestive tract, enabling us to break down food more efficiently. And it stops some of the inflammation that can cause some problems in your gut as well.
Yes, I hear the word probiotic mentioned.
Probiotic is the key thing. It's getting the right type of bacteria in the right place. And that's for standard stuff. If you've been sick or you've had an infection or perhaps sometimes people go on to antibiotics, they lose a lot of that bacteria that are in the gut. And so they feel sick for a while. And so if you increase the yogurt in your diet, you'll find that can restore that and you get better a lot quicker.
Well, all up, some good benefits there for overall health and diet.
I'd say it's one of the things that you want to incorporate into a standard diet. You know, 200 gram serve of yogurt each day, I think, is a good thing to do.
Definitely.